This is episode 257, the first of the new year. And I'm just here to tell you that 2025 is going to be our year. So it's okay.
Yeah. In this week's episode, it's mostly catch up and just talking and not a lot of guitar stuff. But hey, we squeeze in a giveaway and just talk about the year in review a little bit about the tone control and, you know, so yeah. Whatever. This is what we do here.
And some of this. Aren't you curious what that is?
And we got some music in there. Hell yeah. All right.
We're back, baby.
This is that time. It's that time of year again when we've been gone an extra, extra long time. Yeah. Because of that, because of the holidays. But
I don't know about you, but I'm craving some normalcy right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I sure could go for some precedented times.
There has been a lot of changes up until and including like 15 minutes ago. In this house. So I don't know where we should begin.
I'm going to begin by saying Happy New Year, Tone Control. Welcome, everybody. Well done. Welcome to another orbit cycle. We're on our way into 2025. Before you know it, it'll be here. Yeah, I'm teaching again. That just started last week. And, you know, that's going. I didn't know where I was going with that when I started. Yeah, I didn't know where I was going when that sentence started. Podcasting is a thing I need to remember how to do. Oh, I heard a funny joke on my other podcast.
Okay. Let's start with that.
What is it like? Welcome to the Tone Control, America's number one podcast from my house.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I was planning on jumping in and saying that to you before you had a chance to. And then I forgot in like the last, cause I was thinking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
And then another event that I'll get to later happened like 15 minutes ago, and I completely forgot all my plans for how I was going to jump in and say that to you, and it was going to be this very funny thing because I was going to steal
and
your
shit.
And
I was going to go, were you talking to Pete? Because we made that same joke on Super Secret Dad Club. We just hit record, and Pete was like, welcome to Super Secret Dad Club, the number one podcast from my basement.
It's really good. The delivery was perfect. Everything about it was great. Yeah.
Airtight, man. We're back. Mm-hmm. 2024 is here, and the Tone Control is firing on all cylinders, which is one cylinder, but we're doing
it. It's firing on as many cylinders as we've ever had. I mean, that's all the cylinders, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So what happened 15 minutes ago?
So, okay. How am I going to tell this story and preserve the drama till the end? I probably can't. So, we're hanging out. We're having some fucking spaghetti, man, together. Yeah. We're all, you know, kiddos. So kiddo's got a little cold. She's feeling a little cold. We're getting ready for bed. And she had today off. Because it was Martin Luther King Day. So tomorrow it's like, okay, back to school. She's got a little cold. It's like, okay, well, she's going to school. So we're doing the diligence. Like, she's got this cold that's not bothering her or anything. We're doing the diligence. So we're going to swab her, right? Because that's what you do.
Yeah. Smart.
My friend, I have never seen a test line appear so quickly and so darkly as the two tests that I just gave her, because it was so unbelievable how strongly this test thinks that she has COVID that I had to do it again. And the second one happened exactly the same way. And it's a different brand of test.
So you're thinking at first false positive, like it's too eager.
It's like, what? She's like got the tiniest sniffles. I just did this because I sort of feel like I'm supposed to. Because if some other kid had, you know what I mean? I'd want the other parents to do it.
This is exactly why, though.
Right.
Like, I know you were expecting a different outcome, but yeah. So now what? Yeah.
So now she's home for the week, at least. Ugh. We'll see how sick she gets. After 5 days, if she's fever-free, she can go back to school with a mask for a couple of weeks. Yeah, well, I think so. I forget. Maybe it's only another week after that or something. Okay. I don't know. But because the new variant, it's probably not going to make her very sick, and we're immunized and everything, so she's not going to probably not going to get very sick from it, and she'll probably come back quickly. But it's just like, what? What? Yeah. So yeah, I did another test right away. I was just like, what? You know?
Yeah, there's no way, right? Like you.
Unbelievable.
You're waiting for it to be a sure thing that it's like wrong, you know? And
quick. Like I'm, you know the test strip and the liquid like goes, and it's just like, whom. It's like right there. It's unbelievable.
Look at this, motherfucker.
I was like, set a timer for, never mind.
When we had it, it was like a little over a year ago now we had it, but I was like so pissed to have it. Like I was just so, we were vaccinated and all that, but I was so annoyed because it was just, it brings such inconvenience, right? So
fucking pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the ass. And then like I felt really sick. Like I felt really bad at the time. This was again a year ago, but,
us too the first time around, yeah.
I remember like Beth was like, well, we have it. And I'm like, there's 10 minutes left on the test. Just fucking wait.
That's the thing. They do tell you like, don't try to read the results early even. And it's like, whatever. They're not going to, I don't think that's how it works, but whatever.
Yeah. So, I have a little bit of a cold or something like that. Because I'm apparently 6 years old, I'm just getting over pink eye.
Let
me tell you. I learned a lot about pink eye in the last 2 or 3 days. It can be. Ready?
I learned a lot about pink eye when I had a 1 year old.
When you had a 1 year old? Yeah. Well, right. So, first of all, thanks a lot, Jack.
Yeah. Fucking great job, dude.
It can be allergic, viral, or bacterial.
Right, right. Because it's one of those, like, it's the name of the thing that's happening to you, not the cause. Yeah.
So,
which a lot of diseases are, actually. But
right. So, from the last time that conjunctivitis swept through our home, Beth had antibiotic drops. And I know you're not supposed to do this, but I was like, I'll take them.
Yeah.
And it was like within 90 days. Because they do
work, I mean, for a while. Yeah.
And it did not respond to antibiotics. I was like, either I'm having some bizarre allergic reaction or it's just viral. Yeah. So it was just a viral thing. And let me tell you, dude, like this is the first time I've had it this bad and it fucking sucks. It is horrible. So and I'm like, I'm pretty much over it now, but like my right eye is like a little weepy sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's much better. Like I had.
It just makes you want to touch your face.
Yeah, but that makes it so much worse.
Right.
And then I had this other thing where I would wake up and of course like my eyes are, this is gross, crusted shut.
Fucking cemented closed, yes.
Cemented closed. So I'm in the bathroom like just clearing this up, right? You know, washing up my face and washing my hands and stuff. So then for hours, totally fine. Feeling good. Oh, pretty normal, right? Like I just woke up with crusty eyes and like, but then here comes like 3:30, 4 o'clock. And it's like, my vision starts to get bad. And then until I go to bed, my vision is getting progressively worse.
Yeah.
And I've got this like haloing around all these lights and stuff. And it's like for glasses wearers, it's like your glasses are covered in fingerprints or something, or just like schmutz. And I keep taking
your
eyes off.
Your eye is covered
like,
in schmutz.
It's my eyeball that's covered in schmutz. It's
a fucking eyeball.
God, it was awful, dude. So it's finally like back to normal. I can like see again. But I was like, I don't want to play video games because I can't fucking see what's happening. It's terrible. And like, thank goodness I didn't have to drive anywhere or anything. But, ugh.
Yep.
So anyway. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, what the hell has been going on?
I know.
What is time?
So she's with me this week. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I hope we don't get sick. My dad got it over Christmas.
Oh, really?
And my mom did not get it. So they took a trip. They were like up until a few days before Christmas, they were on a trip in Florida, or not, well, around the South.
Yeah.
And on their like trip back, like on the couple of days that they, you know, they take their time kind of thing, my dad was sick and that turned out to be COVID. My mom never got it. And he recovered pretty
quick. That happened to my folks too. Like my mom had it at Christmas. We had to reschedule. My dad never got it.
Yeah. Yep.
What?
So I don't know. Maybe we don't. Wife is getting ready to take her licensure exam as a therapist. Mm. That is this coming Saturday.
Okay.
Very much do not want to have COVID.
Yeah. That's like right in the zone where it could be happening too.
It could be happening. So yeah. So there's some worries. But
it'll be all right.
Yeah. So now I'm getting this feeling like
I just finished reading a book today. And yeah. One of the prevailing lines in the book is all's well that ends well. If it's not well, it's not the end. And I'm like, okay.
Okay. You know,
I can take that in my back pocket just to like feel good about things being shitty. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have some sad news to share, and I want to throw it here and then kind of not dwell on it a ton for everybody else's sake, I guess, and my own. Our beloved family dog, Charlie, passed away the Friday before New Year's.
Yeah.
So it sucks. We are feeling bad, and to the surprise of no one, but he had, for longtime listeners of the show, he had... you might be familiar. He had kidney disease from when he was just a little baby. He had like birth complications and stuff that led to a bunch of other things, including being blind in one eye. He had a liver thing for a little while that got better, and the kidney thing stuck around for a long time. And so he outlived the prognosis by like 6 years, which was great, but still pretty short for the life of a corgi. Not pretty short, but shorter than we would have liked, obviously. Yeah. So Charlie's no longer with us, and it blows. So I just wanted to throw it here in the show because I talk about Charlie enough. I figured like I should mention something. Folks in Discord know he had like a pretty severe decline in the last 30 days, give or take. And then an even more severe decline in the last week of his life. So it became like immediately apparent that we had to like make a move and do some stuff. And it was like, sucks so bad. So, that's like the big thing that's been going on here. And it's been a real drag. So I guess for context, Charlie was like mine and Beth's first dog. That's like our dog, not our parents' dog, that kind of thing. And we got him shortly after we got married. So like within 6 months of us getting married. Mm-hmm. So that's like just a lot of signaling with, you know, important times for us and things like that.
Yeah.
So I like to say now that I said this before, I probably said this for a year. He was a bad dog, but a good boy.
Yeah,
it's a drag, but I will say this, the pro tip for anyone who has a pet or is, you know, maybe approaching a similar stage with a pet, we had Charlie's final moments here at home instead of at a vet's office.
Oh, really?
A friend of ours is a vet and does house calls, and we called her up and said, like,
that's nice.
Can you do this for us? She said, sure. She came by after work and stuff, and it was, like, so much better. It's still like everything about it still sucks so hard, but it is a major, major relief. Especially Charlie was a notoriously awful vet visitor. So we didn't want his last few minutes.
Home.
Yeah. We didn't want his last, you know, however long it was going to be scared, to be uncomfortable, cold, dark, you know, bleak. So we were home all day with him. I was off work the whole week just by coincidence. So it was like spending a lot of time with him, keeping an eye on him and stuff. And, you know, it's just, it is what it is. This is the agreement we all sign when getting a pet. And we know that going in.
They do not stay as long as we want them to.
Right.
Ever.
Right. And, So just sucks.
It sucks. Yep.
It sucks also, like, and like, not to like drop a bomb on Justin here, but it sucks possibly more when you work from home.
Yeah. Yeah.
maybe not more, but like it's different.
You're just, you're with them so much, you know?
And even if they're not doing anything, like, let's be real, right. Charlie slept all day, just like all dogs do.
Yeah.
But it was always like, well, I could go bother the dog, right? I could go annoy him or something. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, my fur kids follow me around. You know, they usually want to come out here with me, and then they'll follow me in when I run inside for some reason and follow me back out. And that's, they attach themselves. They make themselves present. So.
Yeah. I heard some time ago, like, part of what makes it so hard is that, like, one, I think everybody understands this, is the communication thing. Like, you can't really tell them what's going on.
Yeah.
And, like, at least when you're with like, family members or friends or something like that, you're humans. Like, the knowledge is there, right? And so I just don't know. It's the hard part is, like, does my dog know what's happening? Yeah. Does it matter? Right? Like, it's right. All this, like, really weird stuff that you think about. and... I was going to say, the thing that I had heard some time ago was, like, to pets, not just dogs, but pets in general, like, humans are immortal to them, right? Mm. And to us, they
most
are...
Most of the time, yeah.
Most of the time. To us, they are a part of our lives, but for them, we are their entire life. And it's...
Yeah.
That relationship, that dynamic becomes super clear when you're in your final days with them, and it's like... That just feels so shitty. Like the significance or insignificance of whatever, like, it just gets you thinking about all kinds of existential stuff, you know? So anyway, I won't go on anymore, but the tone control lost a real one. And
a real good boy.
Bad dog, good boy.
Yeah. Yep. And well, that's right.
What else is to say?
Yes.
I'm not, here's the thing, audience and anyone else, anyone listening, I'm not telling you this to like, to seek well wishes or anything like that. I'm just sharing because I feel like you all should know. So I'm not looking, you don't need to reach out to me and tell me you're sorry if that's not your speed. I totally get it. It's truly just like, I need to, this major thing happened and I want to,
we talk about ourselves, you know, it would be weird if we, it would be, and, you know, on that note, this episode, if we mention a guitar, you're going to be lucky.
You're pretty lucky. Yeah.
Cause I have no idea.
Cause shit's been wild. No idea. Yeah.
This is what's going on. I mean,
this is to say, like, the last 45 days or so for me have been terrible.
Right.
but all I can do is like laugh about it right now, and because whatever, you know, it'll be we'll be fine. Time heals, and just we're in it right now.
Yep, it hurts because the rest of it was so good. That's why you signed up for it in the first place. And
bingo.
You know, I've been through that when I was younger, and I gladly signed up this time. You know, my older dog is like 11 or something now, and there's a huge change in his activity level and stuff. Like, you know, he's going to taper off here. And I'm also kind of like getting ready with Aria for that. You know, she's old enough that she can know and think
totally
about this
understand.
Stuff. So we're still talking about it, but, we were away from, not that we live near you anyway, but we were out of town on a little weekend trip, to Columbus. When you told me on text, right? So I was like, we were like heading out to do some shopping or whatever. And I was like in the elevator and looked at my phone, you know? And so Aria was like,
what's up?
Whoa, what's up, Dad? You know? And I was, and Marielle was like, she's funny because she gets she was a kind of hit her later, but right then she was like, how can I help? What can I do? I'm the one. Yeah. I'm the one. Here are you. And I was like, no, it's okay, honey. Like, you know, this is what we do. This is what we talk about. Yeah. I don't hide anything. So, so she'll be right there with me, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Charlie was almost 9. He was going to be 9 at the end of January. I actually shared a birthday with my father-in-law. And what was I going to say?
Your father-in-law was almost 9?
At one point, yes. it's gone. I lost it. Damn.
Sorry. I'm sorry. <That's okay. laughs>
Oh, I was saying, I remember now. Jack, fortunately, is too young, right? Like, I would not be able to deal with that right now. A friend of ours has a dog who's also 9, and their daughter is 4. And so they're in that zone of, like, they got to talk about it, you know? And when that time comes for them. And
small enough that are they ready, and old enough that they can definitely know what's going, you know, you can't sort of hide anything. Yeah. And
So it's, I'm glad I don't have to like reopen all of this for myself to explain to Jack. But at the same time, toddler needs do not change if your parents are in grief, right? So like we're sitting there just like feeling like an absolute puddle on the floor. And Jack's like, trucks? Right. Like, let's play beep beep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, buddy, like, let's just grab a tissue for a second, and then like we can play. Yeah,
we can do that.
Yeah. So anyway, let's
all right. So yeah. So the question now becomes, we should pace ourselves with how much life talk. So I will say, let's do something else. Let's do this giveaway that we were going to do.
Yeah.
And then later in the show, I think we might spend some time, you know, I'll have a little bit more story time, and then we'll probably spend some time talking about the past year just of the tone control and maybe look at some stats and things like that.
Totally.
Because that's sometimes fun.
Yeah. Hit me with a sound.
Right, of course. Oh, and I grabbed a bunch of, I took the opportunity to grab a bunch of new sounds because I went through that holiday episode where I have all these ones that I hadn't sort of put into my soundboard yet.
So I know, that's the best to hear like all these other ones from over the years.
I was like, how come I'm not using that? Okay, so anyway, let's do that.
I'm not going to remember any of them because it's been... so
those
long.
Were all extra low, extra old. So let's kick over here. So what we were giving away, and I did not put that on a good spot. Here we go. Is you talk. You know.
Yeah. So if you're not up to speed, we're doing a giveaway for IR pack, an impulse response pack from ML Sound Labs, based on the the Mesa oversized cab that was used on Periphery 3. And ML Sound Labs does some friggin' amazing IRs.
The cab of a gentleman.
A gentleman. Gentleman, yeah. So it's the Mega Gent Pack. And I have used it. It's really, really good. It's still a Mesa cab, so it's like got all that Mesa cab stuff, but it's just the actual one. It's IRs of the actual one that was used on this famous Gent record. So we're giving it away because friend and patron of the show, Doug, has very generously donated this IR pack.
Because he told us to.
Yeah, he was like, here, I bought two, one for me and one for you guys to give away. And I was like, well, shit, you got it, sir.
Yeah.
So we threw a giveaway together in Discord. We now have a giveaways channel. So if you're not in Discord yet, come hang out there because there will be extra special things like more giveaways. So.
Yes. So, so I did pull that today and... the winner is Mike. No, it's not Mike. But that was the joke all day because Mike has won like 5 giveaways in the last 30
Mike
days or something.
Mike has won so much guitar gear. I cannot stand it. Like there's something in the water.
Yeah. So he said that he removed himself from this one particularly just to give somebody else a chance. God damn it. No.
God damn
it. It is the winner, the actual winner is Rabbi Bob.
Congratulations, my dude.
Interestingly, it's also called Mike, but...
No kidding. Discord, are you serious?
In Discord, he's Rabbi Bob, so...
Rabbi Bob.
Congratulations.
I'm messaging in Discord.
All right.
Yeah, so Rabbi Bob, he's also not terribly far from me here. I think he's up in Maine.
Maine, yep.
Yep, so that's very cool. So congrats. Yeah. We'll get your contact info and stuff, and we'll send you over that IR pack. So enjoy, my dude.
Wonderful. Fantastic. All right. And I hope we do get to use that giveaway channel here and there. Maybe we'll just...
yeah, let's give away little odds and ends and stuff.
Yeah. And
what do I got around here?
We should just be. what's near me? This mostly finished glass of water.
I've
any
got
takers?
A pack
come
of
on down to the giveaway channel.
Huh? These are pink Post-its.
I have a USB thumb drive that has my wedding pictures on it.
I have this thing that's not going to be given away, but I'm just going to tease it to Justin real quick.
Oh, this isn't given away either. I thought we were messing around. Oh, my God. Cool.
Yeah. I've had this for years. I don't know if you've ever seen this.
I think I probably did see it and forgot.
my very proper, like, Lucasfilm Disney replica of Luke's Return of the Jedi lightsaber.
All right.
And it's friggin' BA, dude. It all comes apart, so you can put some batteries in it and stuff, and there's a separate emitter that you can buy for it that will take a blade. And it comes in this rad box with like the Rebel Alliance symbol on it.
Yeah.
And it seals shut. And that's all. It's just on my desk because I rearranged my office.
That's great. So, yeah, everybody, get on over to the giveaways channel where you can not win Derek's lightsaber.
Yeah, so come hang out and don't win my lightsaber.
Yeah. No, we should, we will just pick random bits of stuff. Maybe we'll grab, you know, like things like, gift cards to String Joy and shit like that. We should just buy some occasionally and do little giveaway things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We should be doing that.
I do know what you mean.
We should be doing that every month or two, I think. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Who wants like a Reverb gift card or whatever? A sound, you know what? Join Discord and tell us where you want gift cards for. Like String Joy, Reverb, Sweetwater, like those
are
pretty.
What's a place that we could do that for that you'd be into? I'd love to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Enjoy those IRs, dude.
Yeah. We expect to hear you gent it up. I'm assuming they're good for other things, too.
They are. Like, they're very good for other things. Yeah.
This cab is not like you can only play drop C through it, you know?
Yeah.
So here's now that we did that little tidbit and I feel like I'm allowed to tell a story again.
Go ahead. There's no rules here, Justin.
What was
we
it,
are
Friday?
The rule makers.
So Friday, like the third, it was the first Friday in January.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I'm heading off to do some errands. And so I just get in my car, right, and driving along. And
oh, yeah, okay. I know where you're going with this thing.
So this guy driving a BMW, one of these big sedan ones, you know, just is stopped at a stop sign as I'm going by. You know, I have a green light. I'm going by and there's a stop sign sort of right after it. It's sort of weird. I had a light. He had a stop sign. Yes, it's the same intersection. They're like 20 meters apart. And he just takes off. Like, is stopped at the stop sign and then just floors it, right?
As though you're not there. As though no one's there.
As though no one's there. And I swerve into the other lane, right? But I can't get away. And so he takes the car right in the side, the passenger side, and spun around. It did like a, you know, like 270 degrees. I had time to, you know, I had the I've not been in like car crashes, but
yeah, unfortunately.
I wasn't injured at all. Like my side airbags went off and everything changed position in the car except me. The sunglasses fell off my face. Everything like is in different seats than it used to be, but I was fine. And I had like the wherewithal to, I noticed that I was like in a spin and I was like trying to keep it straight. And I was like, oh no, this is the thing you're supposed to turn into the skid. It was like snow driving. So I turn into the skid and it rights itself right away and then comes to a stop. And now I'm sort of facing the other way and I could see him just continue like he's fucking Florida. And he bounces over like a median, runs over some bushes, takes out a Town of Glendale sign and continues on like leaving rubber. You know what I mean? The whole way.
Yeah, and so are you thinking...
And so I'm thinking this guy's running. Well, no,
okay,
like,
I was
going to
say, are you thinking this guy's like unconscious or something and is like hunched over the wheel?
I'm thinking this guy pulled up to a stop sign, looked one way and not the other way and plowed into me and now is fucking running because he who knows, doesn't have insurance or what, right?
Yeah.
So, but I stop. The car is like... You know, the car goes into crash mode and the airbags went off and everything. So it calls 911 And I'm just like, it gives me the opportunity to say no. And I was like, no, do your thing, dude. So I let I told him, I'm like, I'm not injured, but here's my location, you know, and the cops come and I talk to him. So somebody else stops and they watch the whole thing coming the other way. They made sure I'm okay. And then they stayed to like give a statement. Two other people came up to say that they saw it. One guy said he had dash cam footage of it.
Oh, shit.
And they're all very concerned because the guy fucking took off, right? But then later somebody comes and says, I actually followed that guy and he hit another truck.
Yeah.
But then he stopped in the grocery store parking lot right over there. So I'm like, that's fucking interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they get done with me. They cop, he stopped over there. He's just waiting. So they go over to interview him. He comes back. So I'm like, okay, the plot thickens, right? Why the fuck would he stop? Unless his car doesn't work anymore, right? So I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I call, you know, Marielle comes to like get the crap out of my car. The wrecker is coming and all this stuff. Yeah. And so apparently the guy said, and so the cop comes back to me and he says, so he says that his accelerator got stuck somehow, and he kind of gives me the eyebrows, right? So I'm like, okay, it's an older gentleman. So what's going on is, the way I see it now, I believe him, basically. It got stuck under his foot, right?
Yeah,
so
which was pushed you to pull the floor.
Up to it, right, you pull up to the stop sign, you stop. So the guy who saw it the other way, he said he observed this from the other direction. He said the BMW stopped and then inched forward maybe 6 or 10 feet to look closer and stopped again.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. As you do, yeah.
And then pushed the wrong pedal when the car didn't stop because it was the wrong pedal. He panicked and pushed it harder because he thought it was pushing the brake, right? Mm. And then here we go. I mean, this BMW happily obliged his request for more speed, you know?
Yeah, and those things are...
Right.
They kind of whip. Yeah. So Jesus. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
And so I was fine. Everybody's like, are you sure? Because you look at the whole side of the car is caved in. The airbags go off and the thing spun me all the way around. Mm-hmm. But frankly, all that velocity was from my speed. I got hit not very fast, right? I got hit however fast a BMW can get going in about 25 feet, right?
Yeah.
Frankly, it just spun because of just the physics of it, right? It probably looked worse than it was. Did plenty of damage, but... the airbags go off. This is a 2013 Ford Focus. Airbags, to replace an airbag costs like $12,000 or something. You have to recertify it and everything. So obviously the car is totaled, and I know that. Yeah.
You got a single car in it right now?
Well, I was able to borrow my dad's car. He has one that they have two and they rarely use two. So I've been okay. And so we just had to immediately start shopping. We were going to replace that car. It wasn't going to be this year, but in a sense, I'm sort of glad it was. And so we haven't completed the deal yet, but we have a deal in process. Well, I'll circle back to that at the end because actually have something to talk about when we get down to thing of the week.
Oh, all right. Let's do that. Cool.
All right.
Well, speaking of cars, my car finally got fixed. I had a rental minivan for 3.5 weeks and it sucked. Did not enjoy the minivan life. So
not switching to minivan then?
Not anytime soon. I mean, there were things about it that I liked, but there were plenty of other things I really wanted my car for. So.
Right, right.
But anyway. Okay.
Cool.
What's in the notes? I haven't even looked.
There's nothing else in the notes. We just got to talk stats, I guess. Like,
oh, cool. Yeah.
I can, you know, so maybe I'll tag this with a sound and we'll just type it into the notes later. What's another new sound I haven't had? You know what? This one. I love this one. All right. I faded it out to make it shorter.
Fine.
I've left it on the topic screen the whole time. I've had our show notes showing on the on the video the whole time.
Cool.
That's all right. Hey, this is so this year is gonna, you know what, 2024, just as much of a fuck up as the last year.
2025 is gonna be our year.
It's gonna be it. All right, so I don't know what we want to. So we've got, at this point, we kind of have two platforms, right? So we have the Spotify sort of podcast. It gets syndicated to everything through Spotify. So really our analytics are Spotify centric because I don't think much of it passes back from things like Apple or any of the other catchers, right?
we can see like the platform distribution, but there are other stats that only report from Spotify.
Okay. So they like enrich it a little bit.
Yeah. So like we can see that, you know, 45.2% of our listens in the last 90 days are from Apple and 12.4% are from Spotify. But because Anchor, where we used to host the podcast, got acquired by Spotify, many of the stats are now just like only sourcing from Spotify. So things like gender and age, those are only sourced by Spotify. So you know, however many listeners we have there, we have those stats. But yeah,
I think it is kind of at least one of the more popular. I don't personally use Spotify, so I
don't
it's
either.
Tough to sort of get my head in there. But whenever podcasts come up in like a Discord channel that I'm a part of, it's clear that like a lot of people
were in Spotify
to begin with, and so they get their podcasts there to be.
Spotify had a massive international following before it was available in the U.S.
Okay,
which has a lot to do with it too. So I remember when it came to the U.S., everybody was like freaking out. But So first of all, I want to say these stats. Thanks to you guys, right? Like this is entirely you, the audience.
It's not because we advertise this thing or anything.
All of the growth for this show is like pretty much organic. Like we very rarely run an ad campaign. I'll be honest, most of the time we run an ad campaign is when some ad platform is like, here, we've given you a $5 credit. And that's when we use it.
We spend about $5, let's be real.
We spend $5 on it, but things like now that we're on YouTube, like we have not really pushed that platform at all other than posting to the platform. So weekly or bi-weekly episodes. And then occasionally some other stuff that I will do up in my free time, which has been a long time since that. But you know, we've grown on that platform on YouTube a ton organically, which I think is amazing. We're like closing in on 200 subscribers, which is like blowing my mind considering we put basically zero effort into the platform. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't really preview most of this before sort of pulled it up.
I don't think we need to. We can just like mention it here that like you can see the stats on screen, but we have like, you know, within 2023, we've gained 65 subscribers. And I know for like other media outlets and stuff, this might happen like within an hour or two. But for us,
they're looking at subscribers in the tens of thousands or something.
Yeah, but like this is really exciting for us. But And what else you got? Audience tabs there?
Yeah. So let's see. The audience tab. What can I show here? See more?
Oh, like recurring.
Oh, look at this. Traffic source. What? Oh, it's breaking it down like per video. Well, YouTube is pretty good at this.
YouTube's really good at this. Damn.
I mean, you're using in-ear monitors with a Helix video is still way more popular than any of our actual podcasts.
Like an order of magnitude. How many views does that have now? It was over 1,000 last time I checked.
That video seemed to be worth 32 subscribers.
Hey.
Just that video. So I maybe more content like that, Derek.
I use IEM with Helix from the tone control. Let's see.
I mean, you can look just at that video.
I could spare to remake this video. It's got, 8,300 views. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, it was over 1,000.
So when I look at the total of all our views, you can kind of see this, like there was a kind of early 2023 and then late 2023. There's a couple more peaks and then there's sort of, you know, nobody likes us in the spring and the summer.
People are living their lives, you know.
They are. We're a wintertime show apparently. But if I click it down to this video, it perfectly tracks with everything else, which says to me, that video is the only thing anybody ever watches from us. It's entirely responsible for our stats.
Part of me thinks maybe the people want more Helix content.
Yeah, so. Maybe they do. If you happen to come to this video because you saw the using in-ear monitors with Helix floor by Derek, then might I interest you in joining our Discord where there is a whole DigiRig channel where people talk about Helixes and stuff and share Helix patches and things like that and tips and tricks. So just saying there's places you can go.
Just saying. And there's plenty of, in that channel, there's a bunch of pinned comments that have, what was that?
It was me whacking my microphone.
Okay.
Pop. Got him again.
Right in the kisser. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the pinned comments of that Discord channel, there's a bunch of files, like a bunch of Helix patch files that you can just come in and download.
Yeah.
Do it.
For fucking free.
I dare you.
I dare you.
I dare you.
Cities.
Yeah, where is everybody? Oh.
What am I looking at here?
They exist in cities. Okay.
These are the number of people that exist in cities. Looks like all of them. Yep. Okay, great. That was weird.
Oh, you got to select a secondary metric. Hang on, go back.
Oh.
Go back to cities and then right there. So next
secondary metric. Watch time or average view duration? Oh, so it's like which city watches the most?
The longest. Ooh.
Which city watched us the longest?
Oh, it doesn't
tell
us. I
still only see the difference between, I don't understand.
Okay, so
this.
People, yeah, we just don't, we don't play in the country. That's
used by cities. This is weird. More metrics. Oh my God. What is all this? Okay. This is bad, bad, bad.
Bad TV.
All right. I don't understand it. Viewer age. What?
Not enough demographic data to show this report. Okay.
Oh, so people are watching us who haven't filled out their profiles enough for this to matter. Gender? Well, at least one of our viewers is male. This is all I know. Okay.
Speaking of which, I saw an Instagram reel or something. It's probably a TikTok, I'll be honest, the other day of like, what's your controversial guitar opinion? Mm-hmm. And somebody hops in and says, which I don't think this is controversial at all, and I agree 100%. He says the guitar community is too old, too male, and too white for its own good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's not controversial at all. That is factual.
Nope.
Next video, please.
if you found that controversial, you just learned something you're wrong about.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
So YouTube has a lot of screens that I can click on, but I'm not really gaining any information from them. Maybe because I don't understand them, but like, here is subscribed versus not subscribed. But I still don't understand because these two colors are not the difference between subscribed and not subscribed.
Well, views and watch time are different. So like a view counts as you started the video and watch time is how long you watched it. So, but hopping over to, let me pick a date range here for our audience on Spotify.
Spotify.
Or Anchor, rather, yeah. So from January 1st through to today, let's see, a whopping 3.6% of our audience is female. Let's get those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers. Let's see. What do we got? 2.1% non-binary. What's up, guys, gals, and non-binary pals? Mostly in the U.S., but coming in hot in second place is Australia. Can we talk about that? Like, are we going big down under?
Yeah. So, right. Okay. I've pulled it up on the screen. Australia, although tied with Canada.
Fair.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Between Australia and Canada? several thousand miles.
If you click into
those,
if you click into like Australia or the United States, for example, let's click that one.
Okay, sorry. I clicked on Australia. How do I get back?
What the? Oh, down at the bottom.
Here we go. Geographic location.
Oh, you can choose by planet.
How many of our users are from Uranus? None. 0% of our users are from Uranus. Why is it not showing me the countries again?
So, no, go back. Click Earth.
Oh, I went all the way out to the whole planet. Got it. Thanks, Spotify. That was great. Great. Okay, so United States.
Then click US. Yeah, now we can see by state.
Oh, California, the biggest. I wasn't expecting that.
No?
Since everybody in Discord is like, Discord is like 40% people who personally know us in the Northeast. or actually somebody out here lives very close to me because it keeps coming up occasionally.
Ohio, 6%.
6%. That's just me.
So there's less than 1% in Kenton.
So New Hampshire's pretty low. Actually, it's bigger Ohio than there is New Hampshire. So explain that.
I can't.
Nobody can. Let's see.
Pretty Florida. Rad. I love they break it down like this for us.
Yeah. You know,
4% in Jacksonville. What's up?
We're hitting seemingly all the states. I mean, we've even got less than 1% in several of them.
Less than 1% in West Virginia.
Hawaii, not zero. So, you know.
And then for platforms, it's far and away Apple Podcasts. But, you know, like we sometimes say, you can get this podcast anywhere. So if you're finding it on YouTube or something and you want to listen in your car, you can get us all over the place. So, you right. know, just look right. up where you get your other podcasts and we're there. So as I said a minute ago, huge shout out to the audience for this because we don't check our analytics too often, but it is really cool to see this kind of information. We don't target like audiences or anything like that for marketing purposes. Like I said, we don't do a ton of advertising, but it's really cool to see like who's listening and, you know, maybe like what their, you know, listeners who also do this kind of stuff, you know. They used to have this thing where we could see what our audience members were listening to musically on Spotify, but I can't find that right now.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is, but that was fun for a little while.
I bet I can look at, oh, here we are, most popular episodes.
Oh, yeah. The one with Rhett Shaw, far and away the winner, followed closely by...
That was this one, Guitar Is Back, comma baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously.
Their number one episode.
Kind of obvious.
Followed by the Copper Sound episode about the triple graph.
Right, the release of the triple graph sort of special episode. Yep.
Yeah.
What was this one?
It's such a good idea, it's stupid.
just apparently a very good episode.
Yeah.
No two ways about it. And then after that, it drops off precipitously and all the other content is garbage.
They're all the same. Ours has two lights. It was a good look at our old show titles, huh?
$600. R. Kelly must have been beat up or something. Okay. So I was listening to the Holiday Show. Hold on, we're gonna.
Me too.
Zoom. We're zooming in. We're changing screens. I was listening to the Holiday Show, and which is often my chance to catch up on what's been going on with the tone control.
Because
I'm going to be honest, I don't really listen to the other episodes. I do kind of, but I'm like doing something while I'm listening because I'm kind of skipping through and editing and putting in the time stamps and stuff like that. Yeah. What is It's Pickle Time? I don't remember that joke.
Do you mean It's so Pepper fucking, Time?
Pepper Time. That's what. See, I can't even remember. Yeah. It's Pepper Time. What the fuck was that? Because it happened and it was clearly very, very big, but I can't remember what it was about.
Was I don't like know specifically.
Did a kid say something? Or
no, you just said it. You said it as like a, as though really? It were something one would say. Like I don't know. Maybe let me just say like it's Pepper Time. Oh, you know what it was? I remember. It was we were like going to crowdsource. We're going to crowdsource like a bump for a certain segment of the show. Like, okay. Like people like,
oh, yes. Oh, it's coming back to me now.
Yeah. Like right. we need someone to write us a, what was it for? What section was it?
It was like, was it a specific segment or were we just saying come up with segments for us to do? Right.
I think it was that something was it. Like yeah. that.
It was like, if you guys come up with segments, then we can do them and they can be whatever you want. And like, yeah,
it's pepper time.
Which it never fucking came up again.
Never.
Exactly
no, but that
one episode.
That was the funniest, one of the funniest moments in tone control history, I feel like. I don't know. It's fucking Pepper Time or whatever.
Fucking Pepper Time. Oh, okay. I feel much better because I was listening, like I said, listening to the Holiday episode and it just
and
really
you're
bothered
like,
me.
Boy, I thought this was really funny 6 months ago.
I know. I'm listening to myself laugh and I really want to be part of this joke. I want to be part of this joke, but I'm excluding myself from being a part of this joke that I apparently am funny. And so
anyway, okay. So what do we got now?
What else is here? You mean as far as show content?
Yeah. Are we on to Thing of the Week?
Sure. Yeah. What time is it? Oh, yeah, we've been recording a while.
Yeah, let's
go. All right. Let's see. The first, I'm going to have you do your thing of the week.
Okay. All right. So I got
thing
for
of
Christmas.
The week. Oh, I got to tag a sound. I got to tag
a
sound.
Yeah.
One more sound so that I can know where to, here's one.
Sure. So for Christmas, my in-laws got me a stylophone.
There it is.
This is a reissue. It's not a vintage stylophone. So a stylophone is a little analog synth. Maybe it's not actually analog, but it's a little synthesizer.
It probably used to be.
Yeah, and it's got a stylus right here attached with a little cord. And there's a metal
circuit.
Yeah, there's a metal tip on the end of the stylus, and you just like run it along the like metal tray here, which is divided into piano keys. So
little insulated keys there.
And it sounds like, you know, hang on.
Oh.
Sounds like that.
Yep.
But what's cool is you can tune it. There's like this pitch wheel on the back, so you can like fine tune it with a tuner. And then it's also got an audio out. So I'm going to plug this into my interface.
All right.
And we can hear it loud and proud in Discord. On.
Ooh, yeah.
That was super loud. Sorry.
That's fine.
So it's right? This is awesome. So it's got the volume wheel on one side, and there's like that tuner wheel on the back, and it's just like a little chromatic keyboard that's laid out like a piano.
Yeah.
And there's three octaves, so it goes from this range up to this range.
Wait, three octaves? I'm looking on that, and it looks like it's like an octave and a half.
Oh, sorry. It's not three full octaves, right? It's, yeah, an octave and a half. You're right.
Okay. I was going to say, does it have like a transposer button or something, and you shift it around?
There's a little switch that's just like range one, range two, range three.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So this is the middle range. Yeah. And there's a vibrato switch, so we can go.
Classy.
Yeah. So here, because it's got a headphone out, which is just a TRS connector, I have, through some various connectors and adapters, plugged this into my Hologram FX Microcosm. And
sure, like you do.
Because the first thing I was like, this is really fun to sit here and like... Like to play all these like electronica bits and stuff. But I was like, there's a, you can convert this to a quarter inch and I can plug it into my guitar amp. So like, of course we did that, ran it through all the pedals, but the Microcosm is the pedal.
This is the one.
That was made for the stylophone. So I'm gonna turn the vibrato off. Ready?
Yep. So one button song.
Yeah.
And they say that DJs aren't musicians.
How cool is this, right? So in all these different settings for the Microcosm, as you know, it's like endless. So I've got the mix turned all the way up, so you're only hearing pedal right now. I can add reverb. And do a low pass. And it'll just decay at this point, but
so awesome.
Like it's awesome, dude. So fun. Just so
outstanding.
Fun.
Yeah.
Like the pedal itself, or the pedal, the stylophone itself. It's just a hilarious fun
That's
time.
That's cool. Yeah.
What did I learn the other day? Yeah, the Buddy Holly riff.
Almost there.
Oop. And so you can kind of like slide between them.
Right. You get
or
that
you can like lift
kind of
and,
thing.
Yeah. Wait. you turn the-
Gotta hit the switch.
Yeah, so Stylophone as a brand has like a ton of other products now too, which is really fun. So this original Stylophone was like, David Bowie was really well known for using one. There is a Bowie edition that you can buy. It's got like the Bowie logo and it's white. But they also make a drum machine thing, and I really want to get that. And what's awesome about this stuff, let me unplug a few things here. It's like just a plasticky little toy. This is like $30. It's super lightweight. It's called the original pocket synthesizer or something like that. It's like $30, $35. There's no reason you shouldn't have one. They are just a hoot. Like I don't call things a hoot, but this is a hoot and a half. And it's let me hang on. And it's just battery powered, just runs on some AA's. Which is kind of the least cool part. So that's the tuning wheel in the back.
Okay, yeah. Just adjusting the oscillator, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think these are just so fun to have on your desk for fiddling around with.
Yeah, the tone of it has the I don't know enough about synthesizers to just identify waves, but it sounds like it's, you know, partially square, partially something else or something, but it's a very Nintendo-y kind of thing, you know. It's very video game kind of oscillator tone thing.
Yeah, it totally is. And for short money, you know.
Yeah.
Really fun thing to have. It's so cool.
It's a nostalgic tone for people our age. You know what I mean? It's I don't know. I don't like. I kind of wish, and maybe I should just. This is my fault for not doing it, but I sort of wish that I knew a little bit more about how to like do chiptune music. Like I've never had the slightest interest in making like electronic music.
Me neither.
Personally. But
I will say,
if I could like do chiptune, you know, if I like knew enough to do like the, oh, I know how to use the noise generator as percussion, you know, all the whole thing, like that's sort of, that always strikes me as really interesting to try to create these simulations of other things. And just, it's just because like, you know, these melodies from, you know, when I was a kid and stuff, these sounds coming out of these little boxes and, kind of brings back a lot of things, so.
Yeah, exactly. I think, so I'm in the same boat. Like, I'm not making this kind of music that requires the sounds a Stylophone makes, but I see this now, and I'm like, well, I can hook this up to, like, a reverb and a delay and this microcosm and some other stuff and get some really crazy sounds that I could play guitar over, right? Like, I can make a percussive thing, or I can, you know, make a weird, like, beeps and boops pad in the background and then like make that the intro of a song. Like that's what I'm here for with this. I do really want to check out the drum machine. I've seen some demos and it looks so cool, so fun. I think it's like also like under $50. I think it's like maybe 40 or so. It's great. And they
it
still
would have to be really shitty to be not worth that price too.
Yeah. You know, like, and like, this is not a high polished piece of gear, right? This is not like top shelf studio stuff. But for $30, like, can you have more fun for $30 than this?
Probably, but I don't want to hear about it.
So go to that products tab there.
Okay. Up here. Yeah. Here we go.
It's the, which one is it?
So the Pink Beat Gen X1.
I think it's the Stylophone Beat is the one you want.
Stylophone Beat. It sounds like a drum machine. It's $40.
$40.
Oh, so we've got a little, look, so we've got a, can you show this picture? Here we go. So I've got drums, bass, pattern, and transpose are the different places the switch can be.
I think so, yeah.
And then what are those buttons? Click, play, and record.
Yeah, so you can record
a drum. Tempo's on a dial.
On a pot, yeah. So you can like record your loop and then speed it up.
Oh, and then we've got, it looks like there is four kits, except except there's two switches choosing between the kits. So you must be able to mix and match them a little bit.
Something like that. But it's just like, a friend of ours has one and he's like, it's the coolest thing. Like, there's no way it's not the coolest thing, you know?
Yeah. So basically seven pads, but then there's a 0.5 between most of them.
That pad... design looks rather Galactic Empire, doesn't it?
It does.
The whole thing kind of has it.
Do you see what's going on here, though? It's a piano roll, except it's turned into a circle.
What? Okay, because this has...
That?
I do.
Look at
this,
the three black keys and then two black keys. Yeah.
This has the point fives on it as well.
Yeah.
And so when you are learning music for stylophone, it tells you the numbers to play.
It tells you to play one and then play 1.5, and those are a half step apart. Yeah.
Exactly.
Except this one has a center pad, which I assume is something.
Maybe
but
it's
yeah,
kick.
It's got... So... 5, 6, 7. Yeah, so there's 7 pads, so the eighth, the octave, must be the center. But
maybe
that's what it is. Maybe if number so if it's following MIDI, I don't know, I shouldn't keep into this. It looks so bloody awesome. Like,
doesn't it look
awesome? If you made a kick-ass beat on this, that would be part of your song, right?
Yeah.
And the only way to record that song would be to record this machine. And then your tempo is being set by hand.
Yeah.
Right. So then when you go back and you play it later, the tempo's, you know, you just got to get it close.
Stylophone beat here on Amazon. Here, yeah, look at this. I can get this thing by Wednesday. Oh, damn. $40.
Awesome.
And then the Gen X1 is like, has way more features and stuff. So for you to adjust the, all the parameters of the synth. Or is it,
okay, look at
that. Is it that or is it actually a modular? I can't tell if those are. Are those mini plugs or are they little trim pots?
No, they're little pots. They're little turn or set screwy. Well, they're not set screws. They're little.
They're like little micro pots. Yeah, so it's got an envelope,
like
an LFO.
Oh, look, we're changing between square wave and triangle wave.
And there's a delay,
filter,
a
modulation,
and an envelope.
On it, envelopes, feedbacks.
This one's a little more expensive. It's on Amazon anyway. It's like $75, but still.
Still.
So cool.
Pretty rad. Love it.
Grab yourself a stylophone and I dare you. I dare you.
I triple dog dare you.
Tell me about your new car, Justin.
Okay. So like I said, we didn't want to buy a car this year, but what we wanted to do is we would replace this Focus. My Focus, by the way, was a manual transmission. I love driving stick. I think it connects you to the car. I think it makes you a better driver in a sense because of that connection. Mm-hmm. Like you're more in charge of what's happening in a sense, and you understand better physically.
Even though my RAV4 is not a manual.
Yeah.
Because they just don't make that.
But
the minivan was missing that connection. Like that, I felt way less connected to that car than my RAV.
Yeah. It's just the wrong shape. Minivans suck.
And it was actually, it was the steering wheel because it was so big. It was big and thick. Like it was padded and it felt like, the RAV is a hybrid and it has a CVT. Yeah. So it's like when I would input information into
the
minivan.
I didn't know your RAV has CVT. I don't think mine does.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Really? And I just didn't notice. Maybe I,
because I'm getting in the minivan, it does that like, there's that definite lag while it's changing gears. And I noticed it distinctly.
Huh. So I do hear, the rev change gears, but now that you mention it, I don't know if there's a lag. I wonder if it just kind of moves to certain positions.
I think it just moves. Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
And the minivan just felt like it wasn't, one-to-one with what I gave it. And I had to like the newer cars and stuff. I mean, it was a new car, but the RAV is very like, you tell it something and it does it right away.
Yeah.
And with the minivan, it's like a message received. Let me run this up the flagpole. And it's like, it's got to go do its thing.
But that's also like, because your RAV's a hybrid. And it does have, I mean, that means it has to have motors on the wheels. And that's the thing is electric motors are so torquey compared to gas motors. So because it can balance that, it probably, you know.
Maybe I'm just super used to it. Yeah, I don't know. But it just felt like this lumbering machine.
Anyway. Well, I'm sad that that was the last day that I'm going to drive a stick, probably unless I find myself in one randomly, but I'm not going to buy it. I mean, I know they're still available, but we wanted to get an EV for this car. So we have our RAV4, which is a plug-in hybrid. We got it because, you know, it has all in total, it has something like a 600-mile range, but the first 40 to 60 miles of that can be all electric if it's fully charged. Which was cool because getting around town, we could, you know, my wife's gone over 3,000 miles on that car without burning any gas.
That's awesome.
Now, that was with her old job. She's changed careers and things. Nowadays, most days she expends her range of all electric. But we knew what we wanted was...
It helps so much, though.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's really cool. And electrics are... it's okay with me if I give up my manual... If electric. What I'm getting is an electric, because it's they're a better drive. The feel of the drive is smoother. It's torquier. It's more responsive. It's just better. If you haven't ever driven an electric vehicle, you should check it out. But we wanted that. So that's our long range car is the RAV. We don't need that to be crazy. So we don't have to worry about a car that necessarily has, eke every little mile out of it and pay extra for a bigger battery and stuff. So this is this is the scooting around town thing. EVs have come a long way. So we go out shopping and we sort of pick through a bunch of options, and we end up basically settling on, after driving a few things, we end up settling on literally the cheapest of all of them that we looked at. And that's going to be this Chevy Bolt EUV. Now, the thing about this car is the Bolt has been around for a little while, and it's a pretty small, it's like a compact car. The Bolt EUV is actually the same frame, but they sized it up. They sized up the sort of human compartment and the outside of the car. So it's kind of a small SUV. Fairly similar to the size of my Focus, actually, but with more of the space is taken up by the people compartment, I feel like. But, you know, as far as the height and everything like that, it feels very similar to my Focus, but a little bigger maybe. But the thing about this is, it's like I said, it's like the cheapest car on our selection, but it's the one we were happiest with too. It sure makes, you know, all the other cars, I was like, holy shit, dude, you're going to have to be a really great fucking car to beat this, to beat this Bolt. It's also, I think, the only one, or maybe only one of two, that has the, what they call one pedal driving, which is the way Teslas work.
Yeah.
Where most of the time you'd only need to touch the accelerator, because it's automatically braking when you let off from it, and aggressively enough that it actually comes to a stop and stuff like that. Man. See, wherever you put that gas pedal, that's how much you're moving. And if you pick your foot off of it, it's going to stop you. Mm. It applies the brakes and everything, because it's regenerating that energy into the thing. Yeah. So I really like that. It takes a little getting used to, but I really, really like it. We drove a Tesla when we were on a trip. So
can you turn that off if you wanted?
Yeah, it's totally optional in this vehicle. It's actually optional on Teslas too, but I leave it on. But yeah, it's not actually the default mode in this vehicle, but there's a button for it. Just click it in.
Cool. I would love to try that, yeah.
Yeah. The Bolt actually has there's a little paddle on your left hand that you can squeeze, and it'll basically put it into regenerative mode. So if you were driving it normally, like not one pedal, and you were just coasting and you squeeze this, it would be like doing that. It would just sucking energy out of the momentum of the car.
I mean, the RAV fly. Does that. The RAV pulls energy out when you're coasting.
But this is, the paddle is like, do it more. The paddle is like, please suck a bunch of energy up right now. Like if you were going downhill. A steep decline. Right.
Yeah.
And even without it, like I test driving this car, I drove up and there's like a live energy meter. So like going up, I was like, okay, I'm using 18.5 kilowatts going up this hill. And then we went to the top and we started going down the other side, and I left my foot in the same place. So it's going to maintain the same speed, which means going down the hill, now I'm getting plus 18.5. So it was generating back about the same amount of energy. Okay.
So I'm seeing what it is. Like in traditional cars, the position of your foot is like how much power you are telling the car to use or create.
Yeah.
Versus speed. Like this new model, it's first miles per hour.
Right. It's more, yeah. more like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. I'd love to try that.
Yeah. The thing about the Bolt is Chevy has stopped producing them. They've taken that factory offline as of December 20 last year.
Oh my God.
And they're just selling off their stock because they're turning that factory into, it's going to be building EV trucks, apparently.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand it because this car is seemingly very popular. It reviews great. Hopefully they'll retool up some other factory, but they want to get ahead of the needs for trucks. So once again, I find myself trying to find a particular vehicle that is apparently sort of rare. But we have one, the dealership had to do this fun thing where they do a trade with some other dealer to bring it in. So, we may have it as early as Wednesday.
Oh, sick.
But we've we put a down payment on it and everything. And
I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah. So, and probably this won't be my main car because I don't drive that much, but pretty much the Bolt will be like what you take, unless we're going on a long trip, that'll be what you take if you're the one going out kind of thing. Yeah. So,
right on.
And love it's got all the fancy, it's got the 3D cameras all the way around and the mirror is a camera and all this shit. The only thing my RAV4 has that this doesn't have is the head-up display where it projects like your speed onto the glass. And I kind of don't care about that much because I find that my sunglasses are polarized and I can barely see it when I'm driving with sunglasses. Yep. And Marielle's like, well, I can see it just fine through mine. I want it. I wish we had it. So I'm like,
well, great. Take your sunglasses
then
and
drive the RAV then. So anyway, that's what we'll be picking up, actually, pretty soon. So,
right on.
Oh, well. So that's my pick of the week is the Chevy Bolt EUV. But, you know, unless you run out and try to find one right now, you might not be able to get one. So fuck you, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Jeez. All right. You want to scoot?
Scoot? Yeah, let's do it. I probably ran over. Oh, shit. Yeah, look at me.
No, we're okay. We're fine. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I have a thing that I'm going to tell you.
A lot of podcasts are like 2 hours long.
That's stupid. Like, I don't have time for that.
Is that too much?
That's too much. I would rather listen to more shows, more separate, like, individual podcasts than one.
But what if the content was still just dripping? It was so juicy, you know? Wouldn't you want to stick around?
Here's the thing, guys. I have a thing that I'm going to tell Justin after the recording stops or after the show ends.
Tantalizing.
So like, yeah, so maybe come hang out in Discord. I'm just saying.
All right.
Okay.
So all that's left then, I just realized I don't have show notes on this computer.
I can do it.
Oh, is Derek 2023? What year is it? What year? Derek's going to do the read. So all that's left is to thank our patrons, right?
You're right.
You're right.
You're right.
Are you ready to go then?
I'm ready to go. Listen up, guys. You can come hang out in Discord, but if you really want to like double, triple, or quadruple down on the podcast, you can support us on Patreon. You can find the link to that in the show notes and in the description of the video on YouTube. And it's really cheap. It's like a dollar an episode. Like, come on. It's kind of nothing, but it helps us fund giveaways and other cool stuff. So the patrons for this episode are Rabbi Bob, thank you for your support and welcome to the community and congrats on those IRs. Gave Droll, Carson Ricketts, Matthew Fenslaw, Ryzen Wolf, Brian Gower of the Tone Tricks Podcast, Andrew Walsh of Andrew's Alcove, Sean Wright of Lollygagger Effects, Doug Gann, and Eric Guitaribaldi, MD.
See you next Tone Control Week, nerds.
See you next time.